Well, we're in the raddest part of the
world. Revenge upon us, people. But first,
you saw it rise from its grave.
You can't leave, Charlie.
I'm running out.
I won't let you go without me. And endanger yourself, Alex.
You know who's really gonna scare you? You know my name is Ashley Adams. I'm gonna give you best friends and brother for life.
I set the world on fire.
Welcome back, folks, to an all-new exciting broadcast of Wasteland Radio. If I sound like I'm occupied right now, by the way, I'm Charlie C., and I'm trying to fight for my life right now. Outside of my door, there are an army of zombies, okay? And they were transformed into zombies by zombies, which were giant bees that stung them and sort of turned their brains to mush. Now, though, all they do is chant about listening for the master, being commanded by the master, doing what the master says. It's all about this master. I don't know who it is, but anyway, what I do know is that they've hijacked our radio signal. They've hijacked my signal and my towers, and this master person is using it to transmit this brain mind controlling signal that's controlling the bees, the zombies, and it's also controlling the zombies, the people who have been stung by the bees and become zombies. You follow me? I don't. Whatever, doesn't matter. But anyway, okay. So what I'm trying to do right now is I'm trying to block up the door, barricade it so they can't get in. Now, our friends Peter Von Jensen and Gidget Larson are down in the sewers of Amarillo as I speak. Luckily, I had an emergency hatch in this recording booth that I'm in now. And they're down there, and they're trying to... I've got to barricade this door. I'm sorry, folks. Hold on one second. Bear with me. Okay. They're down there right now in the sewers of Amarillo. And they're trying to hunt down this master. Now, I've provided them with some simple radio tools that will help them find this master. Okay? I've given them two walkie-talkies. One for Von Jensen, one for Gidget Larson. Luckily, hopefully they don't lose them. I've also given them a receiver. A receiver, I've given it to Peter Von Jensen. I've hooked it onto his... right below his neckline, right? I've hooked it on there. So we can hear what he's saying at all times. We can hear what's going on down there at all times. Also, I've equipped them with a signal tracker. So, here's what they're doing right now. Those two, Peter Von Jensen and Gidget Larson. Peter Von Jensen, as you all know, current weatherman and former astronaut. And Gidget Larson was on my previous show. He's a post-apocalyptic animal expert. They're probably the best equipped to hunt this master down. Now, they're in the sewers using the signal tracker. And the signal tracker will respond to the signal that's being sent out to control these bees. Okay? So, now, as long as they follow that tracker, they should eventually find the source of this signal, and they will be able to shut it down, and I won't have to fear for my life anymore. That's the important thing, right? But second most important thing is the weather. We're going to get into that right now, and then we'll come back.
Wasteland Radio Weather, brought to you by Kilroy's Bar and Grill, where dead or alive, they'll serve it up.
There's going to be a period of acid rain towards the end of a relatively mild winter in the coming days. Luckily, it should be just a brief period of rain with small puddles, not creating nearly as much radioactivity in Amarillo as we saw with last month's downpour. Remember not to drink from any iridescent water sources once the rain hits. In the month ahead, we are looking at another storm system forming in the Gulf, with clean water finally hitting the region again. I'm Peter Von Jensen with weather on the only station, Wasteland Radio.
We may not live long enough to see that rain, folks. This is Charlie C., and, more importantly, I may not live long enough to see that rain. It is, it's hot right now. Even down here in the bunker, in the recording studio of my bunker, it's hot. It's very hot. Looking like 90 degrees until we get to see patches of rain come through. And, brother, you know, if you think Mojave, if you think the Mojave is hot, and I've been out there in my younger, wilder days, scavenged, picked up ladies, ran for my life, you know, all kinds of stuff. And it's hot there, right? But it's nothing compared to Texas. I'll tell you what, this is 90 now, and this is nice. You know, this is nice weather. If you're a traveler, if you're just here for the weekend and you're wondering to yourself, is it always like this? Well, you're probably wondering, how the hell do I run from these bees? But, you know, once you get past that thought, you may wonder, is it always hot like this? Yes. Yes. And it gets hotter. All right. But anyway, a big shout out to Oil City. I didn't say this in the last broadcast, didn't mention it, but we have expanded our signal to Oil City. And I just want to give a big shout out to them. The businesses in Oil City, come advertise with Wasteland Radio. It's the only station, you might as well, you know? But that's neither here nor there. Right now, as I told you before, our friends, Peter Von Jensen, Gidget Larson, are in the sewers of Wasteland Radio beneath our feet, and they're trying to hunt down the source of this brain-controlling signal, right, that controls the bees, and once you're stung, it will control you as well, okay? Do we get it now? All right, I'm going to try to tune in, see if I can get a feed. Now, remember, Peter Von Jensen has the receiver. So we're going to see if we can hook up with that and get a signal and find out what's going on down there. If you just bear with me, I've got to turn some of these dials here. Let's see. Okay. All right. Oh, I think you got it. I think you got it. Okay.
The instrument of mankind's true destruction. They have forsaken me.
All right, now the mission as it stands, right? We've got to follow this remote device, and if you see when it's pointed toward the signal, we need to follow that. When it beeps, when it blinks bright, we're going in the right direction. All right, now the safest thing for us to do is make our way through the sewers, obviously.
Okay, let's just stop talking. Let's just keep going.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Hey, what's that? Did you hear that? What was it?
Can't be anything possible.
All right.
Let's go a little bit farther.
You know, I'm not afraid of this place, right? You're not afraid. We're grown men. Okay. Okay. All right. We're okay. Well, I don't know. That was me. Just chilly
relax,
down.
Relax. I think you're just here.
Hey, what's it? What? Hey, look at this. Look at this right here. Giant rat. Giant rat.
Get the rat down.
What touch it? You'll never have this opportunity again.
I don't need to touch any animals right now.
All right, okay. And we'll see it over there.
Let's just keep walking. Let's just keep walking.
Okay. No, really. What is that in the corner there?
Never mind.
What is
the source of this sound?
Now that's a man. There's a thing down there. What is that? Peter Von Jensen! What are you doing here? Peter Von Jensen.
Spigor, what are you doing in the sewers?
Nothing. She was dead when I found her.
She who?
My mother's calling me.
What are you doing?
I just...
This is suspicious. We need to find... Help us to find the source of this noise.
Find the source of what?
What are you doing in the sewer?
What is this man right here? Who is this being? It is freak.
He's an annoying creature that just leeches onto everybody and everything, especially the Charlie C. the radio station.
Oh, I love.
I don't even know what he's doing down here.
I love Charlie C. I love being
on
the radio.
Then go see him. Just leave us alone. We have a job to do.
Okay. Can I just grab him and examine him? No.
Don't grab.
Let me grab him.
You know, this is ridiculous.
Let me just.
That's it. I'm going. You do your own thing. I'm going off on my own. Goodbye.
Where you going? Come on.
That's it. I'm on my own.
I just want to touch
him. Just leave me alone.
He's a freak. I want an
examine. That's it. I'm gone.
Come on. Where are you going?
All right. There's got to be a way somewhere. It's down this tunnel. All right. It's got to be this way.
Hey, come on.
This disgusting stuff on the ground. It's disgusting. Okay. There's got to be a final way. This very suspicious. What was that? What is that? Get away from me! Who are you? What are you? Take me away!
Instrument of mankind's true destruction. They have forsaken me.
Von Jensen, come in. Do you hear me? Can you read me? Folks? Alright, folks. Alright, if you can hear me out there, listen. I think we need to take a music break. I'm going to try to contact Gidget. That did not sound good. Whatever is going on down there, it sounds like Von Jensen is in a world of hurting right now. Something attacked him. To me, I don't know if it sounded that way to you, but to me that's exactly what it sounded like. I'm going to take a music break, try to get through to Gidget, and we'll be right back. We're going to listen to Old Man Adam by Sam Hinton. We'll be right back. Wasteland Radio, the only station.
Well, I'm going to preach all a sermon about Old Man Adam, and I don't mean the Adam in the Bible, Adam. No, I don't mean the Adam that Mother Eve made it. I mean the thing that science liberated. The thing that Einstein says he's scared of. And when Einstein's scared, brother, I'm scared. Well, if you're scared of the A-bomb, here's what you gotta do. You got to gather all the people in the world with you. Cause if we don't get together and do it, well, the first thing you know, we'll blow this world plumb to Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini. Now life used to be such a simple joy. The cyclotron was just a super toy. And folks got born, they'd work and marry. And atom was a word in the dictionary. And then it happened. And the science boys from every clime, they all pitched in with overtime, and before they knew it, the job was done, and they'd hitched up the power of the gall-darned sun and put a harness on old Sol, splitting atoms, while the diplomats was a-splitting hairs. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini. But the Adams International, in spite of hysteria, flourishes in Utah and in Siberia. And whether you're black, white, red, or brown, the question is this when you boil it down. To be or not to be, that's the question. And the answer to it all ain't military, datum. Like who gets there fustest with the mostest atoms? No, the people of the world must decide their fate. They gotta stick together or disintegrate. We hold this truth to be self-evident, that all men may be cremated equal. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, blotting up the flu. Alamogordo, Bikini, it could happen to you. Yes, it's up to the people, cause the Adam don't care, and you can't fence him in, he's just like air, and he doesn't give a hoot about any politics, or who got what into whichever fix, cause all he wants to do is just sorta set around and have his nucleus bombarded by neutrons. So the moral is this, just as plain as day, that old man Adam is here to stay, he's gonna stick around, that's clear to see, but ah, oh, my dearly beloved, are we? So listen, folks, here is my thesis. Peace in the world, or the world in pieces. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini.
Hi, this is Joe McCain. You're listening to Wasteland Radio. Don't forget to vote for me.
Boom goes the dynamite, folks. Welcome back. This is Charlie C. for Wasteland Radio. And as you know, I'm stuck in here. Barricaded myself in to protect me from the zombies. And the zombies. Now, I haven't had much luck. We had this music break. I was trying to contact the Gidget, but to no avail. Right now what we're going to do is we're going to try to contact, or at least plug into his receiver. We're going to try to plug into Peter Von Jensen's receiver. Let me see if I can get through to it. I wasn't having luck during the music break, but let's see if I can do it right now. All right?
Okay.
Come on, come on, come on. Oh, we got him. I think we got him.
The instrument of mankind's true destruction. They have forsaken me.
Wake up!
Me.
Wake up! Frog fart, wake him up! Wake up! Peter Van Sanchez!
Who are you? Wait a minute, how did I... I remember
Peter
now,
Van
I was walking down the...
Charlie C. sent you!
Charlie C. didn't send me to see you. Who are you, people?
My name is Pixane. And we are the Mole Men.
Disgusting creatures. What's that smell?
Oh, this is my friend.
That's the Frog Fart.
His name is Frog Fart. He's my best friend.
But I don't... What have you people been doing in the sewers? How long have you been here?
We've been here since forever, basically.
Why are you here? What is your purpose? And why did you take me?
I am here... Because I know you.
Charlie C.
You're Peter Van Jensen. I recognize your voice. And I came and I got you. And I brought you here.
What is,
to see what we have done.
It is on your chest.
This is... I almost forgot to tell you. We love Charlie C. We're his biggest fans, right, Fog Fart?
What? We love Charlie C.
We love Charlie C. And we worship him. He is our God.
This makes no sense. He's just on the radio. He's just a regular person.
The radio.
And why did you take me? What is the meaning of abducting me? I was just conducting an investigation down here.
Well, Charlie C. works in mysterious ways, Peter Van Jensen. I'm sure you know.
That's it. I'm leaving. I'm not going to...
No, you can't leave.
Hey, get off of me.
Let us show you.
I demand that you left.
The world of the moment. Hold him.
What is the meaning of this?
This is my beautiful wife, Puss. Her name is Puss. Isn't she beautiful?
Hello. My name is Puss.
She's very beautiful, isn't she, Peter Van Jensen?
Oh, it's disgusting. What's the... Thank you. Let me go.
I love the things on her face. That's why I chose her to be my bride. Look at this statue to Charlie C.
Puss.
Please, darling. Look at your statue image of Charlie C.
Out of bones. This is...
And fur. We found him in the sewer.
This is revolting. What is the purpose? What did you want from me?
I carved it from Dookie.
I see that, and it's disgusting. It's...
Disgusting?
I think I'm gonna...
Do you find us disgusting, Peter? Do you find the Mole Men disgusting down here in the sewers?
Answer my question. What are you doing with me?
Let me tell you something. You let me tell you something. Moment.
He will tell you.
I think we need to teach him a lesson. Let us sing our song. Gather around. Let us sing our song, Moment.
You say I'm a mutated Moment, and I live here in the sewers, so I guess it must be true, but still I cannot see if the Moment here is me. How can there be so much that you don't know? You don't know.
You tell them, Pit Stain.
I will, Butt Crust. I will. You sink you on whatever sewer you slog through. The system's just a dead thing you can claim. But I know every pile of slimy feces has a life, has a spirit, has a name. This one's Frank. You think the only people who are people are the ones who live up there upon the earth. But if you walk the footsteps of a Mole Man, you may finally understand the sewer's worth. Have you ever tasted maggots from a bloated corpse, or ask the gooey beast toad why he goos? Can you sing with all the voices of the mold man? Can you paint with all the colors of the poo? Can you paint with all the colors of the poo? Come rumble on the maze of brick-lined tunnels. Come taste the dingleberries of the earth. Come wallow in the waste that's all around you. And just once, never wonder what it's worth. The sludge floods and the sewage are my brothers. The cockroach and the vomit are my friends. And we are all here swirling with each other. Down a drain in a flush that never ends. How red does a rat's eyes glow? If you squash its head, then you'll never know. And you'll never taste the maggots from a bloating corpse. So whether we're light blue or tan like you, we need to sing with all the voices of the mold man. We need to paint with all the colors of the poo. You can search the shoes and seal. All you'll find are piles of goo. Till you can paint with all the colors of the poo.
What do you have to say now, Peter Van Jensen? Have you learned your lesson?
I didn't learn anything from that ridiculous song. That stupid statue. He's just my friend. Now I demand
Who?
Some answers.
Charlie Sheen is no friend. He is the one.
Fine.
The chosen one. Why does he come through on this thing that you call a radio? This magic device.
I will answer your questions if you answer mine first. How long have
Good.
You been down here?
Good, let's do a radio interview.
How long have you been down here?
We have been down here for many ages.
How many are there of you down here?
Longer than the toads have butts.
Fine.
Longer than all the dookie in the sewers.
That's a lot of dookie.
Yes. Poopy dookie. Ask away.
I'm asking, how many are there down here?
There are thousands. What you see here is only the inner sanctum of my leadership. I am the king. I speak for Charlie.
What is the purpose of your mission down here? Why don't you come up top to up above the sewer?
Ah! No. Why? Haven't we explained to you we have all that we need here? Don't you understand? We have everything. We have food to eat. Cockroaches.
You live off of...
Noses to pick. Butts to scratch.
Disgusting. Were you born down here? How did you come down here?
Of course I was born here, and my great fathers before me were born down here.
So you've been down here for years?
Can't you see me? Do I look like I come from your world?
Do you know anything about the apocalypse that hit above the earth?
What's apocalypse?
Never mind. Okay.
I know a Papa Zit,
what?
But not Apocalypse.
I need to understand.
Frog fart, you hear that one?
First of all,
yes.
You need to understand, I work with Charlie C. He is not a god, he is a human being.
Yes, a human being.
So why do you worship with this disgusting tribute statue in front
because
of me?
Because he is above us. He knows all.
He does not know all. He is just...
Yes. Don't you speak that way. Don't you speak that way. Remember where you are.
Where is that idiot Australian? He would communicate and...
Now I'm asking a question.
Fine.
What's his favorite color?
I don't know what his favorite color is. He wears blue a lot.
This
is ridiculous. I'm not going to answer
this. Is he as beautiful as they say?
Well, let me tell you something. He's a lot... better looking than you clowns down here.
Is she
happy? I'm not going to answer any more questions. I demand to know what you want from me. In fact, where's my friend, the Australian that
has doofus? He taken a woman? Does he have a woman?
No, he does not have a woman. Let me go. I demand to be let go.
Do you have more questions for me?
Yes.
This is an interview. Why are you screaming?
Have you know of any of this, the strange buzzing noise? You know where I can find the source of this?
You say buzzing noise?
Yes.
What kind of buzzing noise?
It's kind of like a bee, like it's coming from a hive or something. It's just intrusive. It's causing a problem above the sewers. That's why we're down
What's
here.
What's the problem? What's the problem above the sewers that Charlie C. can't take care of?
Why do I need to answer your questions?
This is an interview.
You have me against my will. I demand to be let go and get back to my friend. There's another
person. Then I won't help you. Whatever you're looking for in the sewer, I'm
let
not going
to... Let me go!
No. Keep him. Don't you let him go, Butt Crust. You hold him there.
Don't let him go.
That's right, Frog Fart.
Let him go.
Oh, dear God, that man smells. Get him.
Now, Peter Von Jensen, you were wondering why we took you. Why we didn't just let you go.
This is an absolute nightmare. This can't be happening.
You are the weatherman, Peter Von Jensen.
Astronaut to weatherman to this.
You are the weatherman.
As the weatherman,
you must die.
What are you talking about? I must die.
You must die.
Why? For what purpose?
I think you know why. He sent you here. He sent you to us.
He sent me here, but he didn't send me to you because he doesn't even know you exist.
He sent you to die for our ugliness.
Are you an idiot?
Oh, Charlie C.
Dear God.
You never know how much we love
Gidget.
You.
Gidget, where are you?
You are our God.
Where's that boomerang buffoon?
We always
Gidget.
Listen to you.
Get your Australian over here.
And now you send Von
Jensen. I'm going to rip your head off.
Down to die for us.
God, please help me out of here.
And now,
get me.
Peter Von Jensen, it's time for you to die.
I am not... What are you talking about?
On answer. Stop. Stop right here. Charlie, now.
Pitstain, this is your god, Charlie C. I sent Peter Von Jensen here as a messenger. And this is how you treat him? You try and sacrifice him for your own ugliness? Now you must be punished. Mole men, Pitstain is the one I command sacrificed. Pitstain, get him! Get him! Get him! You get him, Mole Man! You attack him!
Hear that, my friends. That's him! Pitstain! Follow us!
That's Charlie C. That's not the Charlie C.
You think?
No.
You heard! You bastard! Kill! Pitstain!
Don't touch me!
Kill!
Stay away from me!
Pitstain!
Stay away from me!
Kill! Him! Kill him! Kill
Please,
him.
Fuck.
Kill
Frog Fart. We've been friends forever. What are you doing?
They killed Charlie
no,
C.
No,
has spoken.
Oh, no.
He has.
Please. Spoken. Don't do this to me. No. Please, put that down.
Secure him.
Put him down.
Put him on the thing. Put him on.
Yes.
Come here, cut this rope loose. Come on, before he rise up to that. All right, Charlie, thank you. Come on, we got to get going. Let's go. Come on,
let's go. Down this tunnel. Over here. Come on, with me. Come on, stay with me. Stay with me, boy. We've got to get out of here.
Come on.
All right, come on. Over here.
Just a little further.
Down this.
Just a little more.
Peter, I radioed Charlie C. just when I found out you've been captured by these mole freak people. And I told them to play God, and then I turned up the volume on the radio, and luckily it worked. Luckily they believed that he was coming through, and he wanted them to kill Pitstain. Come on, buddy.
Come on. We've got to keep running.
We've got to keep running.
I almost killed you, but almost can come on.
Instrument of mankind's true destruction. They have forsaken me.
Okay, I think I've come through. Folks, all right, folks, we're back. Oh my gosh. Wow. You know, I don't know if you heard me down there, but I think I saved their lives. You know,
they think I'm a god. Can you believe that?
Can you believe that? I've got my own sort of
fan cult of mutated mole men. That's kind of flattering. Maybe. I don't know. I think it's kind of flattering. I mean, if I ever wanted to sort of
become a god, I could. I could always move to the sewers, and they would worship me, you know? I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I do get kind of sick of the sunlight and the daytime and beautiful women and, you know, wasteland ladies. Anyway, I'm getting off track. I really hope those guys are okay down there. We're gonna get into another music break real quick, but first we've got an all new segment. And it's sponsored by the Gun Runners. Okay, segment is Doctor's Thoughts, and it's sponsored by the Gun Runners. The Gun Runners. They're having their Bozar blowout sale this weekend. Head on over. It's in Oil City. You want to make your way over. If you can't make it this week, they've always got the greatest selection of guns, weaponry, explosives, dynamite, grenades, knives, throwing knives, stabbing knives, hacking knives, slicing knives, killing knives, really. They're all killing knives, well, and guns, you know. If you can afford the ammo, of course, shotgun bullets. Woo, boy, you know how that goes. An arm and a leg these days. But anyway, I mean, shotguns. But you get it back with the shotgun. You always get back an arm and a leg, if you know what I mean. If you shoot in the right place. I'm talking about appendages, blowing off appendages, folks. Anyway, we're going to get into a music break right after this. But right now, brought to you by the Gun Runners, again, having a Bozar blowout sale this weekend. Right now, it's Doctor's Thoughts. Doctor's Thoughts.
I'm Dr. Oakey.
And I'm Dr. Tazcam.
And you're listening to Doctor's Thoughts.
Okay.
Now, what happens, Dr. Tazcam, if your daughter's dating a mutant?
Yeah, we've been talking this off the air, and you know,
quite a bit about this.
Yeah, there's multiple things that you can, you know, that you should steer away from.
Is it okay to date a mutant?
Well, I personally
can't reproduce. That's got to be a good thing.
Personally, I don't think you should be dating a mutant.
Well,
but that's my own. As
how
a doctor,
do you broach the topic?
Well, it's you have to have an open dialogue with non-mutant to parent dialogue about the mutant, and even if you have the opportunity, you have to talk to the mutant.
There are many times in the world when you come up against obstacles you may not know how to face. Is that not right, Tazcam?
Oh, that's absolutely right, Oakey. And it's important that we have an open mind to these mutants.
Freaks. Very freaks. True,
that's
Doctor.
Really
freakish
let's
creatures.
Let's call them what they are. They're freaks, but we're
sit
trying
your
to
daughter
be PC.
Down. Right. Sit your daughter down. And you tell her, I understand where you're coming from. He's sort of a strange creature. If you want to make me mad, success. I'm mad.
Yeah, you
got to sit her down and tell her
yeah.
He is radiated. He will give you tumors, and he cannot reproduce. And if he could, imagine what's going to pop out.
Oh, you can't.
You got to be sensitive. That's the important.
You
thing.
Can't. You put two things together: a nice piece of fresh fruit with a rotten apple. It's only going to produce another rotten
something
apple.
Brown and nasty.
It's disgusting, like the O's are. So, I agree.
Freaks.
You should not be. You should be not be putting these two entities together. It's only going to cause problems for society, a breakdown of our society, which is broken down enough already. Don't you agree with that, Oakey?
You don't need it broken down anymore.
You and I have counseled many freaks.
Many.
And almost all of them, would you say, don't listen to what we're saying.
They don't listen. You tell them, live in a cave, hide away, be ashamed of yourself, you're disgusting.
I mean,
and they don't listen.
I mean, I had one sitting there, his arm fell right off right in my office.
How dare he?
And you know what he did? He said, oh, well, I guess I don't have
they
another
They get used
arm.
To it. They just get used to it.
You know what? And
so
just,
lackadaisical.
Yeah, and they're picking their pustules and all that stuff. It's just
disgusting.
I agree.
And that's our advice. I'm Dr.
Oh, you're Oakey. I'm Tazcam.
And this is Doctor's Thoughts.
Mexico, I stand on the square and met a marvelous
Round the plaza, the couples are walking to music so sweet. I found my love not too long ago in Matamoros, but I'm feeling low as the beggar who sits in the street. Oh, the promises that she made me with eyes black as midnight. How could I know how fickle her promise could be? Now I'm back to find what I feel is mine in Matamoros. There'll be bad trouble if I catch her cheating on me. Streets are narrow and dark and tequila runs free in Matamoros. I stop for one moment outside of Miguel's swinging doors. My heart breaks to hear the same haunting sounds of Granada. She once called it our song and vowed she'd be mine evermore. Then across the square with this wild young vaquero I see her, laughing and dancing and tossing her waving black hair. They may take a hand when I face this man from Matamoros. For the love of my woman is one thing that I'll never share. I knew she loved me more than life. I can still hear her cry, I love you and I'll prove it mañana. Then seeing my danger, she jumped in front of his knife. I know the stories they'll tell in the dim-lit casinos of the raven-haired beauty who for her love lay dead on the floor. They'll speak of the fight with the gringo that night in Matamoros. They'll wonder what happened, for he never returned.
Welcome back to Wasteland Radio, folks. I'm Charlie C, and right now we're just going to get right into it. We're going down into the sewers of Amarillo. I mean, we're going to join the continuing adventure, sort of. I guess if you're sort of a morbid individual, you could call it an adventure. It sounds more like a hellish ride through purgatory, but we'll join them right now. I'm going to tune in. We're going to see if we can get back in touch with Peter Von Jensen and Gidget Larson. All right, let me just get a few things turned this here and make this thing. Click the switch.
The instrument of mankind's true destruction.
All right, okay. We can't go any further. It's a long draw. All right, folks.
If you're listening,
we've got to jump down this waterfall. It's the only way out. You can hear them behind us, Peter. We've got to go.
I have an aversion to jumping down waterfalls. Anything water, especially this nasty, disgusting pit of water. I'm not going anywhere.
Jump down waterfalls often? Or have you been?
I have a traumatic experience as a child. That's another story.
All right. Well, this one's different. It's in a sewer. It's filled with sewage. It shouldn't be so bad.
Sewage is disgusting. I can't go jump down this. Look at the size of it. Look at it.
They're gonna sacrifice.
I can't.
To Charlie. You don't want to be sacrificed to him. He's a radio personality.
I'll pull together.
All right, we're ready.
Okay, VJ, you can do this.
All right.
Come on, you can do it. Okay. 3, 2, jump to the
okay, alright, so, wow. Listen, I'm going to try to, we're going to end the broadcast right now while I consider the purpose of existence. You know, I mean, really, we've got zombies trying to knock down my door yet again, the second time since I've owned the place. And we've got these poor guys in the sewers jumping off mucky, poopy waterfalls, you know. We're going to end the show. It's been Wasteland Radio. I've been your host, Charlie C. I'm going to try to get back in touch with these guys once they find some dry land down there in the sewers of Amarillo, you know. And we're going to get back to them. But again, Wasteland Radio, Charlie C., you've been listening to the only station. Folks in Oil City, advertise with us. It's worth the price. Radio certainly gets results, all right? You'll be seeing a difference. Advertise with Wasteland Radio. It's the only station. You might as well. Elder willing, we will. We'll hopefully be back. In an unzombified state.